Okay, I want you to picture a scenario for me. It's 4:45 p.m. on a Friday.
Oh no.
Your brain is effectively offline. You're just thinking about the weekend, maybe dinner plans, and then a notification slides onto your screen.
Mandatory quarterly cybersecurity training.
Ugh, the absolute worst timing. It's like the universal corporate ritual.
It really is.
So be honest, what do? You open the browser window, you find that next button, and you click it as if your life depends on it.
You're not reading a thing.
Not a word. You're not learning. You're just engaging in a battle of speed against a compliance requirement.
We call that compliance fatigue, but let's just call it what it is. It's boredom. And the really terrifying part is that while we're speed running through those slides, the people trying to steal our
The
data.
hackers, the social engineers.
Yeah, they aren't bored. They're getting faster, smarter, and they're using tools that are, light years ahead of a static PowerPoint slide.
And that asymmetry is exactly what we're digging into today. We're looking at a collision between two very different worlds to solve this exact problem. It's a bit of a thought experiment, really.
Right. So on one hand, we've got the Defender. That's a company called Hut6. They're a security awareness platform. They build the training, the phishing simulations, all the tutorials.
And we got the knowledge base.
Exactly. And on the other hand, we have the Accelerator. That's the Auto Content API. This is an infrastructure tool that automates creating multimedia podcasts, videos, shorts directly from text.
So the mission for this deep dive is to see what happens when we take the deep expertise of Hut6 and we plug it directly into the engine of Auto Content API.
Can we move security training from, a quarterly nuisance to a 24/7 automated intelligence network?
Let's start with the core problem Hut6 is even facing. I was looking through their materials, and they have some great content. They cover everything from GDPR to social engineering via phone, but they're up against an economic wall.
It's the economy of content saturation. Look, Hut6's goal is something they call mental availability.
Right.
Security needs to be top of mind for an employee constantly, not just once a year. But to do that, you need a constant stream of fresh, engaging content.
And that is just. It's incredibly expensive. If Hut6 wanted to produce a daily security update video, a weekly podcast, and real-time alerts for every single client, they'd need an army of editors, sound engineers, voice actors.
Exactly. The bottleneck isn't knowing what to say. It's the physical act of producing all that media.
Which brings us to the first big integration point, the audio revolution. Hut6 has a blog. They've got articles like, "Does ChatGPT pose a cybersecurity risk?" or "What is personal data?"
Right.
Now, if I'm an employee, be real with me. I'm probably not going to proactively go visit the Hut6 blog to read 1,000 words on data privacy during my lunch break.
Highly unlikely. Reading requires what we call active disruption. You have to stop your work, focus your eyes, scroll. It creates friction. Most people just won't do it unless they're forced to.
So how does the Auto Content API change that dynamic? Because we're not just talking about a text-to-speech reader here, are we? Not that robotic GPS-sounding voice droning on about firewalls.
No, and that's a crucial distinction. We're talking about multi-speaker dynamics. The Auto Content API has an endpoint that, well, it functions a bit like Google's Notebook LM. But at an industrial scale, it takes that blog post about ChatGPT and it generates a conversation
Between who?
between two AI
So
agents.
like a radio show,
Yeah.
kind of like what we're doing right now.
Exactly like what we're doing. It adds banter, pauses, intonation, maybe even a little joke here and there. It turns a dry policy document into a 5-minute security update
But
podcast.
does that actually help with that active disruption problem you mentioned? Because now I just have audio disruption instead of text disruption.
Well, audio allows for passive consumption. An employee can listen to that update while commuting, while washing dishes, or while walking the dog. You're taking dead time and you're filling it with security awareness.
Okay, let me play devil's advocate here. Just because you can turn a blog post into a podcast, does that mean the information actually sticks? I mean, we've all tuned out of podcasts before. Is there any evidence this format works better than reading?
There is, actually. The retention rate for reading a compliance PDF is abysmal. But look at the success of apps like Blinkist. Short, audio-first summaries have proven that people retain conversational information much better than static text.
Interesting.
By using the API to create a dialogue, Hut6 isn't just changing the format, they're leveraging how the human brain actually prefers to learn. We like stories, and we like conversation.
And from a workflow perspective for Hut6, is this automated, or do they still need a producer to go in and polish it up?
It's completely automated. Hut 6 could set up a webhook. The moment their content team publishes a new written guide on their CMS, the API instantly grabs the text, generates the audio episode, and pushes it to a private RSS feed for employees.
So no recording studio, no scheduling conflict.
No.
That changes the unit economics from, what, hundreds of dollars per minute of produced audio to literal pennies.
Precisely. It allows Hut 6 to just flood the zone with high-quality audio without burning cash. They can turn their entire backlog of blogs into a podcast library overnight.
All right, so audio handles the commuters. But we're living in a visual world. If I'm scrolling through my phone, I'm on TikTok, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts. Attention spans are, well, let's be charitable and say compact.
Compact is very polite. We're in the era of the micro moment. And Hut 6 actually gets this. They have a product called Cyber Shorts. These were training videos under 180 seconds.
Which is smart. That's the format people actually consume.
It is. But again, we hit that production bottleneck. Making a good vertical video is hard. You need B-roll. You need to sync the subtitles so they pop up at the right time. You need a presenter who doesn't look awkward on camera.
I tried making those for social media. A 30-second video can take 2 hours to edit if you want it to look professional.
Exactly. And for a company like Hut 6, paying a human team to make those videos costs anywhere from $50 to maybe $300 per asset. If you want daily engagement, which is what you need to change behavior, the math just doesn't work.
You can't spend $10,000 a month on TikTok-style videos for internal training.
You just can't. So this is where Auto Content has this endpoint called Video Create Shorts.
Okay, so walk me through what's actually happening inside that black box.
It's basically a digital assembly line. Hut 6 feeds in a script, say, 3 red flags in a phishing email. The API analyzes the text. It selects an AI avatar to present it. Someone who looks professional, maybe in a suit, or maybe more casual depending on the client.
And it generates the voice.
It pulls relevant stock footage or B-roll to match the context.
So if the script says hackers, it pulls up footage of a guy in a hoodie in a dark room.
Ideally, yeah. Or if it says password security, it shows someone typing. It also auto-generates those dynamic, bouncy subtitles you see everywhere that keep people watching. Then it renders the whole thing and spits out an MP4 file.
And the cost. This is the part that blew my mind when I was looking at the notes.
This is the arbitrage. Instead of $300, you're looking at about 400 API credits. On their business plan, that's roughly 4 euros.
€4.
Yeah.
So for the price of a latte, Hut 6 can generate a fully produced training video.
That's the game changer. It allows for frequency. You can't build a culture with one video a month. But if Hut 6 can drop a fresh 30-second security tip into a company's Slack channel every single morning, that builds a culture of awareness.
It creates a pattern of interruption, a constant gentle nudge. But I have to push back on the quality. We've all seen bad AI video. The lips don't match the words. The hands look weird. The eyes are dead. If Hut 6 puts out low-quality garbage, doesn't that hurt their reputation?
That's a real risk. If it looks like Uncanny Valley junked, users will just tune it out. But the tech is advancing so rapidly that avatars are getting to a point where, on a phone screen, which is where these are usually watched, they're almost indistinguishable from a human presenter. And remember, the goal here isn't to win an Oscar. The goal is to deliver a quick, clear message about not clicking a suspicious link.
Function over form. As long as the message lands, the production value just needs to be good enough.
Exactly. Speed and clarity are the metrics that matter here.
Speaking of speed, this leads us to what I think is the most fascinating part of this whole thought experiment. We've talked about converting existing content blogs, tips, but what about when the world changes? What about newsjacking?
This is where we move from just training to intelligence.
Because hackers move so fast. If a new vulnerability drops, like that Log4j crisis or a new crypto scam, it spreads in hours. Traditional training cycles are months long.
Right. By the time a traditional video is scripted, shot, edited, and approved, the hackles have already moved on to the next thing. The training is obsolete before it even hits the inbox.
So how did the Auto Content API close that gap for Hut 6?
You construct a reaction loop. Auto Content has endpoints for social listening and deep research. Imagine Hut 6 sets up a listener on X, formerly Twitter and Reddit. It's just scanning for keywords like new phishing scam, Gmail vulnerability, or wire fraud friend.
Okay, so the system hears the noise. It detects a spike in chatter about a specific new scam.
Then it triggers the research phase. The API uses models like Gemini or OpenAI to browse the live web. It reads the security reports, analyzes the mechanics of the scam, and synthesizes a structured report.
So that basically does the job of a junior analyst.
But faster than a junior analyst. And then this is the magic. It automatically feeds that research into the video generation endpoint we just talked about.
So in theory, let's play this out. A new scam starts trending on Twitter at 9:00 a.m. The system detects it, researches it, writes a script, and renders a warning video.
All right.
By 9:15 a.m., HUD 6 could be pushing that video to every single client.
Time elapsed. 15 minutes. That transforms HUT 6 from a library of old courses into a real-time news network for security.
That is an incredible value proposition. No. If I'm a generic employee, I might ignore a video about password safety 101. But if I get a notification saying, urgent, there's a specific scam targeting our industry right now, here's what it looks like, I'm going to watch that.
Relevance captures attention. And in cybersecurity, speed is security. The closer you can get the training to the actual threat, the safer the organization is.
But isn't there a danger here? If we automate the research and the output, what if the AI gets it wrong? What if it hallucinates and warns people about a threat that doesn't exist? That could cause a panic.
That is the critical human-in-the-loop necessity. You wouldn't want to fully automate the publishing part. You automate the drafting.
Oh, okay.
A human expert at HUT 6 gets the alert. Hey, I've made this video about the new Gmail scam. Approve. They watch it, check the facts, hit send.
So the AI does 95% of the grunt work, and the human provides that final 5% of trust and verification.
Exactly. It amplifies the human team. It doesn't replace their judgment. It just gives them superpowers when it comes to speed.
Now let's widen the lens a bit. HUT 6 is a UK-based company. I noticed their VAT number in the source documents. But data breaches don't respect borders. Their clients are probably multinational.
Which brings us to the nightmare of localization. If you have employees in France, Germany, Japan, and Brazil, you technically need to train them in their native languages.
And usually that means subtitles, which, let's be honest, people just ignore. Or it means hiring 4 different voice actors to dub the video, which takes weeks and costs a fortune.
It's a logistical mess. It's the main reason a lot of companies don't expand their training programs globally. It's just too hard.
But AutoContent supports over 50 languages.
Right. So HUT 6 takes that one newsjacking video we just made about the Gmail scam. It's in English.
And they just hit the translate endpoint.
And the API doesn't just translate the text. It regenerates the entire audio in Spanish, German, Japanese.
Does it sound like a native speaker? Or does it sound like an American trying to speak French with a bad accent?
The current generation of neural audio is incredibly good at accent and prosody. It sounds native. So now, that employee in Tokyo isn't getting a second-class experience with subtitles. They're getting a native audio briefing.
That instantly multiplies HUT 6's total addressable market. They can walk into a global bank and say, we can train your entire workforce in their native languages starting tomorrow.
And they can do it with zero extra creative effort. The infrastructure handles all the complexity. It turns a local product into a global platform overnight.
I want to pivot to something a bit more psychological now. We've talked about the content, but let's talk about the messenger. You mentioned the CEO paradox in our pre-show notes. What is that?
It's simple, really. Employees trust their leaders. If the CEO sends an email saying, this is important, people pay attention.
Of course.
But the CEO is the busiest person in the company. They do not have time to sit in a recording booth and narrate phishing simulations.
But so we usually get a generic narrator voice. John from HR, or just some anonymous corporate voice.
Which has zero emotional weight, but AutoContent offers voice cloning.
Okay, now this is getting into Black Mirror territory.
A little bit. But think about the application. HUD 6 could offer a premium tier. The client's CEO records maybe 5 minutes of audio one time, just reading a script to train the model.
And then HUD 6 can make that CEO say anything.
Within the context of training, yes. Imagine you fail a phishing test. You click a bad link. Instead of a text pop-up, you get an audio message. And it's your CEO's voice saying, hey, this is Name. You just clicked a simulation link. It's okay, but here's why that's dangerous.
That would stop me in my tracks.
It feels personal. It feels like leadership is directly involved in your development.
But isn't there an irony in using the tools of the attackers to train the defenders? We know for a fact hackers are using voice cloning for fraud.
There is. But I would argue it's fighting fire with fire. The attackers are absolutely going to use voice cloning to try and scam your finance department. Using that same tech to train your team creates a controlled environment where they can get used to it.
It sort of inoculates them against it.
Exactly. It normalizes the technology so they aren't shocked when they encounter it in the wild. And it bridges that gap between scalability and personalization. You're getting a personalized message from the top delivered at scale.
So let's zoom out. We have built quite a machine here. We started with Hut 6 great content, but limited by traditional production. We plugged in the Auto Content API. Now we have audio for commuters, daily video shorts for the TikTok generation, real-time threat response that moves faster than hackers, and global localization.
We've evolved Hut 6 from a content library into a content engine. And really, this is a preview of what people are calling the agentic web.
The agentic web. Define that for us.
We're moving away from a web where humans make content for other humans to consume. We're moving toward a web where AI agents generate content on demand to solve specific problems.
So the content isn't pre-baked, it's cooked to order.
Exactly. Hut 6, using this tech, positions them not just as a training tool, but as a responsive security infrastructure. The content reacts to the threat landscape faster than human teams ever could. It's proactive, not reactive.
And that shifts the value proposition entirely. You aren't paying Hut 6 for a library of videos. You're paying them for the velocity of knowledge transfer.
And in a world where data breaches cost millions of dollars, that velocity is worth a lot of money.
So here's the question I want to leave our listeners with today. We always hear that human error is the number one cause of data breaches. We blame the user for clicking the link. We say they're lazy or they're careless.
But maybe they aren't lazy. Maybe they're just bored and underserved by the training they're given.
Exactly. If security training became as engaging as your favorite true crime podcast, as frequent and visual as your TikTok feed, and as personalized as a voicemail from your own boss, would that human error statistic finally start to drop?
The technology to find out is sitting right there. It's just a matter of who builds it first.
Something to think about the next time you're tempted to speed click through those compliance slides. Thanks for listening to this deep dive. We'll catch you on the next one.